Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Parables, the greatest stories ever told. You ready, Raj? We're rolling. Here we go. Here's the parable today. It is called, right here, say it with me, the parable of the three talents. Now, can y'all help me one more time? A little bit louder. Like eight of you said something. Here we go. The parable of the... Okay, one more time. I know I'm getting on your nerves. That's good. That's what I'm here for. Here we go. The parable of the... So when somebody says to you, why'd y'all talk about it then at the church? You're going to say, well, the parable of the three talents. Let's talk about it. What's a talent? What is that called? I mean, is that like I can sing or I can like dance or what is that? I got a talent. What are we talking about? Let's go back and learn this parable. Now remember, pop it up. Look again. What did the disciples ask Jesus when we looked at the other two parables? We looked at two other parables, okay? And you can pick a number of different parables. They're not all about the same thing. They're not all about the same subject. Many of Jesus' parables had to do with his coming again and the end of the world as we know it. That's what many of his parables were about. And we're looking at some of those right now. We're going to look at some other ones too, different subject matter. But let's go ahead and just hang in here with some of these right now. We've looked at two other ones. The disciples came to Jesus and said, what are the signs of your coming? And when will be the end of the age or the end of the world? They asked him this question. And so he talked to them and he gave them some parables. That is what he's been talking about. Got it? So he gave some different examples and stories and things that were needful for them to understand. What is a parable? A parable is a story. Y'all all right? Parable is a story, but it's different. It's a story that's given, but if you really don't want to know the meaning of it, you're not going to get it. If you're there to pick it apart, it's probably not going to help you. If you're a truth seeker and you really want to know truth and follow Christ, you can look at these parables and you can get a lot out of them. Amen? And that's what they were for. He didn't give these parables to his disciples to keep them in the dark, to confuse them. We don't know what you're talking about, Jesus. That's not it. But he was making illustrations and stories in different stories, different ways, to actually get across this one main point right now. And that is, when he's coming again, what will be the signs of his coming? So y'all cool on that? So let's look at this verse that comes up in Matthew 25. It says, watch therefore, say it with me, for ye know neither the day nor the when the Son of Man. That's huge, man. So the bottom line is, he tells us that, yes, I'm coming in one day, and yes, the world as you know it will not exist anymore one day. But the point is, no man knows when it's going to be, the day nor the hour. And you still have quacks out there that try to set dates and say all kinds of mess. Y'all got me? Yes or no? So you should know when somebody does that, they're a quack. It's funny how many people over the years come into my life, and they still are out there. They're still coming into my life wanting to tell me when Jesus is coming. Why have I got a dot on me? You got to come and tell me this mess. They want me to buy into their bull. I'm telling you. As Pastor Fellowship, I had it happen again recently. Somebody wants to come in and just sort of tell me stuff and sort of fix me. And fix my theology. How many thinks that goes over well? That doesn't go over well. At all. So if you're going to come in and try to fix me with your theology, there's eight doors out of here. Pick one of them. Amen? I don't have all the answers down, but I'm certainly not going to screw with something that's so clear in the Bible that I don't know the day or the hour, but now, oh yeah, old Fred going to come in and fix me. It ain't happening. I'm going to trust Jesus. Y'all listen to me this morning. I know I got ugly. Let's keep moving. Here we go. I never know what I'm going to say. Now you know why men pray with me on Sunday. Here we go. So watch, because you don't know the day or the hour when Christ is coming again. Watch, because you don't know when these things are going to come to pass. So he says, watch. Say that with me. Watching and waiting doesn't mean keep looking. We are to be what? Watching and working. We're to be watching and working. Not like, well, Jesus is going to come Friday, so we're going to go to Hawaii. You know, that's not what we're talking about here. Amen? I think that's why he didn't tell us when he was coming. Amen? Some of us would just quit. And we're to be watching and working. So now let's look at the parable of the talents. Here we go. You all right? Here we go. Matthew 25. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own what? Servants. And he delivered unto them his what? Goods. So we're learning a little something. He's giving his servants some goods. And unto one he gave five what? Talents. To another he gave how many talents? Two. And to another he gave how many? One. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Amen? So a guy divvied up between three, five, two, and one. Has something to do with goods. He's some kind of businessman. Amen? Let's look at it. What was a talent? What was Jesus talking about when Jesus said talent to the disciples? What would a talent have meant to them? It wouldn't have meant, I was on America's Got Talent. No. That ain't what he's talking about. What is a talent? We got to learn that or we ain't going to understand. A talent is a sum of money. Say that with me. A talent is a sum of money. So this guy, this wealthy guy, he gives each one of these guys a sum of money. And they each get different amounts. Is that right? And it's based upon their ability. In Jesus' day, what would a talent be? It would be equivalent to 20 years' worth of savings. Wow! Whoa! Amen? 20 years' worth of savings. So what would 20 years' worth of savings be today? If you saved according to the times that this was measured back then, it would be about $500,000. One talent. One talent, $500,000. What could you do with $500,000? Let me ask that again. What could you do for Jesus? Now, see, that's the problem. Now, we could do something with it, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, America. But wait a minute. It's not yours. It's his. And he's giving it to these. And he's expecting something from it. Okay? So it's 500. So a talent equals how much money, class? Come on. Okay, you got it? Say, if somebody asks you that, can you remember that? You can say $500,000 if you want to, if that makes it easier on you. $500,000. So let's do the math. Businessman one got how many talents? Five times $500,000 equals what? $2.5 million. He's like, thank you, sir. Businessman number two gets two talents. Two times $500,000 is how much? Million. And a lot of times we read this passage and we feel sorry for the third guy. Because he only got how much? $500,000. Poor baby. Sounds like liberals in this country crying. Excuse me. Sorry. You hearing me? Amen. Say. That's a lot of money, ain't it? How many, I mean, really, you'd be cool with any one of them. Let me see your hands. If you'd be cool with any one of them up on that screen. Or would you whine? Holding a $500,000. Come on. Here we go. Let's learn. So let's do some math. Here we go. What's this story about? What's about? Ultimately, it's about Christ coming again and the signs of his coming. And it's about us watching and working, not watching and what? Sitting. So it has to do with what we're about in our life. When we live our life. You know, when's Christ coming? I don't know, but we're to live our life in such a way where we're watching for his coming and we're working. And we're investing. Are you feeling a little something? What's going on with this story? Let's do some math. So he that had received five talents, he went and traded with the same, and he made how many other talents out of his five? He got how many more? He got five more.
double your money, baby.
That's pretty cool, huh? And likewise, he that received two, he also gained how many? Whoa. How many likes that kind of math, say, in investing? Oh, yeah. Businessman number one, he invested diligently and wisely. $2.5 million is what he started with. Add $2.5 million to it. He's got now how much? Say it with me. How you think his master's going to feel? Huh? We're going to find out. Businessman number two, he invested. Say it with me. How'd he invest? Diligently and... So he's got $1 million he starts with. Is that correct? And he gets how much more? He doubles it, $1 million. So now he's got $2 million. How you think his master's going to feel? Pretty good? Businessman number three. But he that had received how many? One. Went and did what? Digged in the earth and he hid his Lord's money. Just in case you don't think that's money we're talking about, now the word talent is the word what? Money. So we're talking about what? Money. Okay? So what did he do? He took it and like he put it under his mattress or something. Is that what he did? Say. He put it in a sock and he buried it out in the backyard somewhere. Are you one of those people that like, you know, like when you get an old house, you just want to tear the house up and the yard and see if like 100 years ago they buried something? I'm like that. I'm a nut, man. I'm a nut. I ain't found nothing yet. Anyway, here we go. So businessman number three, he hid the money where nobody could find it. He took no risk and he did no what? Work. No risk and no work. He wasted his chances for what? He did what? He what? Wasted his chances for investing. He will say that with me. Some of you in the room, you might be just like him. Well, wait a minute. I'm not. At least I didn't lose it. You're not put on this planet to just do nothing. You're put on this planet to multiply. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the Bible says. Amen? You, quite frankly, I'm going to be ugly again. You're not called to come to Fellowship Church just on Sunday morning while you're here on this campus just to sit. Come minister to me. Come work on me. Come. Why don't you get up? Why don't you get out there? Why don't you, when you're walking in, have a smile on your face? Amen? Touch somebody. Talk to somebody. Encourage somebody. I've missed my lovely sister here for a couple of 3 weeks. She sits right there and she just radiates with a smile. If I ever get a little down, I just go. You see what I'm saying? Say. We all need to be doing something. This guy was irresponsible. He was what? How many of us are that way? We're afraid, man. How can I share my faith? How can I do something for Christ? I'm afraid. I'm scared. I don't have this ability. You have an ability. You have something you can offer. You are somebody. You can do something. This attitude, I can't do anything. I tell you what, our football team's up to crick. Coach, if we think we can't win. Why would you think such a thing? Why don't you think I can win? What's wrong with that? Amen? Say, now you can't just wish it. You got to work. You can't just get to practice and sit. Amen? Right? Working, man. But sometimes that work pays off. Oh, does that ever feel good, doesn't it? In life, when we're doing this for Christ, it pays off, man. He had very little what? This man, because he did not invest, it meant that he didn't have a whole bit of high regard for his master. He gave me that. It doesn't matter. I'll just bury it. When he comes, I'll give it back to him. No big deal. That's not the way God is. Say that with me. He was a what? This guy's a failure. That's who he is. I don't want to be that in my Christian life. I don't want to be that with the gifts and talents that God's given me. I don't want to be a failure. A lot of Christians are afraid to serve the Lord. How? all out.
What will people think of me? They'll think I'm a fanatic.
Hey, they just might think this. You really have something. You really have a changed life. I love it when I go to other places in town and I find out some of you guys have affected some people in our town. Businessmen. Who it wasn't me that affected them. It was people in our church who had made an impact on them because they have a changed life. And they're not afraid to live that life out. What if I slip up? What if I fail? Well, what if you do? Big whoop. Amen. We all do that sometimes, right? Don't be afraid. Many are afraid to lead and take responsibility. This guy didn't want to be a leader. He didn't want to take any responsibility. They're afraid to give to God's work. People are scared to death. If I give something to God's work, you know, and they think giving a dollar is going to get it done. It's not. I mean, that's ugly preaching, but it's just the truth, ain't it? Say, amen, yes or no? Especially if we have the ability. Do you have the ability? It scares some people to death to give. Ooh, spooky. Keep looking. I'm going to tell you something right now. The Dow's been on a rough ride lately, ain't it? Say, woo, woo. How many of y'all trusted in Dow Jones instead of Jesus Christ? Amen? Good luck. Or maybe you trust in Congress. How about that? Say, oh, yeah, baby. Dow Jones don't hold a candle to God when it comes to being tough on investment returns. Dow Jones will kick your butt in a week. You ain't seen the butt kicking God can do. When it comes to his and giving you talents and gifts and money and abilities, and us not using them for his glory, he'll kick your tail. Is that because he's a bad God? No, that means he's a good God. He expects things to get done. Are y'all listening or not? How many in your life, you've been a businessman or a businesswoman, and you succeeded, you're not taking glory for yourself, but you succeeded because you expected something to get done? Can I see your hand? I hope I got some people in this house who wants to get something done. Why would I expect people to work for me and work with me and not get something done? That's dumb. I just go to the Keys and hang out. But if we're going to work, let's get something done. Amen? Is that okay to think that way, yes or no? That's how God wants you to think. God expects a what? That's the bottom line. You think God expects Fellowship Church to build that building down in Rotunda so I can move about 800-900 people or 1,000 people during the season and us go down there and there we are. We're our 800 or 900 and we're sitting down there 800 or 900. Or do you think God says, yeah, you got 800 or 900? Now kick tail. Let's see how many more you can reach for Christ. Amen. Let's see how many more can come to Jesus. Absolutely. That... Amen. We're not a holy huddle. God didn't call us to be a holy huddle. I've said this before. When you look at a football team and they're in the huddle, what do you see? God didn't call us to show the world our backsides. We're settled in at our church, bless God. No, God's called us to go out. Live our life. Invest our life back into somebody else's life. You hearing what I'm saying? Are you understanding the parable a little bit? A day of reckoning. I'll do what I want. Well, that does fine till Jesus comes again or he calls your number and you own with him. Now what you going to do? A day of reckoning. Let's look at it. After a long time, say long time with me. Long time. How many of you know long time sometimes you forget? Amen? And you think other people forgot. God never forgets. After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes. The Lord of those servants. Was he Lord over the 5 guy? Yeah. How about the 2 guy? Mm-hmm. How about the 1 guy? Mm-hmm. He's Lord over how many of them? All of them. So the Lord comes, and he reckons with them. So he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 more. The Lord said, say it with me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over I'll make you ruler over. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Wow. Cool. He that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents. How much is 2 talents? $1 million. I've gained two other talents. So a million plus a million equals how much? 2 million. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Sound like the same thing he said to the other rascal. So I guess it's not about the person that has more than I have. It's about what I do with what I've been given. Is that correct? These two were excited about all that they had done. They were thrilled. They each received, say that with me, they each received commendation. Well done, he said. Promotions. I'll make you ruler over many. And he received a vacation. Enter into the joy of the Lord. It's funny how many people go to work and they expect a promotion and you're a lazy bum. You shouldn't get one. People expect a pay raise or they expect a vacation. Well, so-and-so gives more time off than me. Well, maybe so-and-so works harder than you. Ooh, that's ugly, isn't it? No, I like it all level. That's half what's wrong with this country. Excuse me. Matthew 25:24, when he which had received the one talent, this is the fellow I want to see. He came and said, Lord, I knew that you a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed. So he knows the guy invests and he makes money in places he hasn't even sown or he hasn't even strawed. He knows this guy makes money and he's a hard man. He has a reputation for giving money and investing money and expecting to make money. The guy knew this. He says it. And I was what? Afraid. And I went and hid. How much did he hide? $500,000 in the earth. And lo, here you go. I give it back to you. How good did I do? His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful, lazy bum, fill in the blank, servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not straw. You knew when I gave it to you who I am and what I expect out of you. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury or interest or gain. Therefore, take therefore the talent from him. Who? The one man. The one that had one. Take the talent from him and give it to him which has what? Wonder why he gave it to the guy that had 10. Because he knew the guy, as he gave him 5 to begin with, because he knew his ability was probably greater to take that 5 and turn it into 10 anyway. Got it? Why did he give the guy 1? Because he knew. Don't want to give him too much. We'll lose a lot of money. Amen? So he gave the ticket from him and gave it to the guy with 10. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he that shall have abundance. And he shall have abundance. Let's read that again. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Now what does that mean? It means if you use the talents, the money, the gifting that God has given you, you're going to be given more. You understand? But from him that hath not what? Used his gifts, talent, money, abilities for the Lord, him that hath not, it shall be taken away, even that which he has. Now here's the tough part. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. Wonder how many, and maybe even in this room, you say you're a believer in Christ, but your life is not showing any return. But one day I'm going to go to heaven and be with Jesus. Here's the thing I'm worried about you. I'm worried that's not going to happen for you. Sorry.
Am I earning my way to heaven, Pastor? No.
But what you do with what you have shows who you are. Did you hear what I just said? That's tough preaching.
Dow Jones wouldn't cut you any slack.
Amen.
But I have a loving God. Yeah, who kicks Dow Jones' tail, buddy. I'll tell you that right now. God expects more of a return than they ever did. Because what you and I are doing is about eternity. Amen? Yes or no? It's really, really important. I got to quit, Raj. I'm late.
Businessman 3, we got to fly. The Lord said he was lazy. The Lord rebuked him for his pitiful mismanagement. He lost everything. He got nothing. No, say it with me. Commendation? No. Promotion? How about they get? Nope.
Parable of the 10 talents.
Oh, 3 talents. I know. Yeah, it is 10. It's really parable of the 11 talents, isn't it? If you're that other guy. Amen? He ended up with 11. But anyway, did you understand a little bit what that's about? Aren't stories that Jesus tell incredible? I can read that sometimes and I just fly right through it and get nothing. But boy, when I unpeel that onion, I can see some stuff. Amen? So I hope that blesses you today. Not just so I went and heard Pastor Gary. No, 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 no. I hope you got a little kick a little bit. And you know that what you have and your abilities is really important. You have a Lord and Master. Do you call anybody else Lord in your life other than Jesus Christ? I don't. It keeps it simple for me. He's the Lord, Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of my life. He's the one that I answer to. If that's the case, then I want to be a good steward of different things that he's given into my life. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Let's just thank God for his word this morning. Not me, but his word. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Good word this morning. Let's stand on up, and I got to pray with you, and I'm late, but it's okay. We're fine. Don't forget donuts and all that kind of good stuff outside. I'm just going to say a little more. I know I'm being late. At Fellowship, I believe investing in your life. I believe that. Why do we do donuts? Why do we do some coffee? Why do we do little things like that? Because you matter. Amen? You matter. Why do we have people wanting to stand out there hugging your neck or helping people or doing what we do? Why do men meet me and pray? Because you what? If I can pray, if I can help, if it's, as a church we can give, if we don't do that, we're just putting the stuff in the ground. We're just putting it in the ground and covering it up. That's no good, is it? Say, church. Come on, say. Anytime we see a new face that comes in here, a new family, a new senior, that's an awesome thing. Isn't that great? Say. Because that's an investment. That's a return on our investment. Amen? Get you a little bumper sticker thing up back there, free. Grab you a hat, a T-shirt, glasses, $5. Why not? Why not say, my life matters to this community? Why not try to invest a little bit of your life, even in a small way? You see the difference? You see what that story's all about? Isn't that cool?